State Representative Tom McMillan. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Tony.
I appreciate you being with us. Sounds like you're on the road.
I am. I'm heading to Lansing.
I wanted to get your take on a few different stories. Number one, what's your thought about the state representative from Grand Rapids who decided to flip to the Republican side after being a Democrat for his career?
Well, we certainly welcomed him to the good side. I think that that's reasonable. There's people that that are probably I think he was saying that he felt not really welcome there in the Democratic Party, and that a lot of his views were probably more aligned with ours, and he was wanting to be with a party that's moving Michigan forward.
What would you think, and we're speaking of Representative Roy Schmidt, what would you think, though, if a Republican flipped to the Democratic side?
I don't know why they do that. Certainly wouldn't wouldn't make my day, that's for sure. But I don't know. I think that our views and the way we're moving Michigan, the way that, unemployment rate is certainly dropping and things are looking a lot better in Michigan, I don't know why anybody would, and I don't think anybody is looking at it.
Do you think what Representative Schmidt did is an indictment on a Democratic Party?
Tony, I'm not going to really pontificate too much on that. I just I think that in his particular situation, he really felt that that this was a party that was more aligned to the direction he wanted to go, and the voters are going to decide if they like what we're doing here in Lansing or not.
Let's talk about your tie bar for the bill HB 5527 that says basically that the state begins drug testing welfare recipients and that executive at businesses receiving corporate welfare must be drug tested also.
Yeah, I think welfare is welfare, and handouts from the government should be treated the same. I don't particularly like the idea of drug testing welfare recipients, but if we're going to, my bill says that if we're going to go down that road of drug testing welfare recipients, then and only then will my bill kick in, and it would say that people who get corporate handouts from the MEDC would also be subject to those same drug testing.
How's that been received?
There was bipartisan support, Ananich from the Democrat side, and quite a few Republicans co-sponsored it. I think it's just a fairness issue. I think I've said that if that bill is going to go forward on drug testing welfare recipients, I'm going to be very vigilant in trying to promote that we should be doing equal time and have it equal for corporate welfare.
I want to get your take on the personal property tax and the changes. What's your thought on that?
Well, I think across the board, people know that it's onerous. I mean, I'm a CPA. I've filled out from time to time those personal property tax forms, and they're very onerous. A company saves a lot of money, decides to invest more money in machinery or equipment in Michigan, and then they get taxed on it for the next 10-15 years they have it. It's kind of a disincentive to grow in Michigan, so it's not I think pretty much almost everybody says it's bad. It's just a matter of can we replace it in a fair way, and I think that it's a proposal worthy of looking at. I personally, and I've been pushing our caucus to really give more relief at the personal income tax level. That 4.35 rate, trying to drop that before we look at personal property tax, though.
The question is, there is going to be less revenue for local municipalities. Where do they get that money back?
You need to make sure that they could be whole, at least relatively so. And I think that as something like this eliminating personal property tax encourages business to move, go even further in Michigan, and that we get even better, there will be more taxes. We don't like raising taxes. We prefer getting more revenues because people are doing better in Michigan. But, that's the trick, is to make sure that they're going to, I think it's going to come from the state as the proposal.
I wanted to also get your take on a question that we have been asking many of our guests. From what we understand, there's more than 70,000 high-tech, high-paying jobs in the state of Michigan. We do not have people to fill those positions. They're not educated enough. They do not have the training. Some have even stopped looking for work, so they don't know about the positions. Some would love to have these jobs, but they can't afford to pay for the education or the training they would need to attain these jobs. No one can answer the question, can you tell me how we can get people into these positions?
Well, somehow you got to motivate people to be interested in those jobs and getting the training. I don't know if the training is years or months. It's something that, I think you need to make sure people who are unemployed or looking at a precarious situation, you just got to make sure they know what's out there and that there's available, there's certainly a lot of available training. And, I prefer not to try and central plan from Lansing, and try and figure out how we're going to, take people who may or may not want to be trained in this area and kind of force them to, or try to, I think we just give people the opportunities and let them know what's out there and let people make their own decisions. If there's not the training or the trained employees, then, I guess the businesses are going to, try and get those employees from other places. We certainly would like them from Michigan, as you know.
There is legislation that would end pensions for new public school employees and switch them into a 401k style retirement plan that was passed by the Senate yesterday by a 2018 vote. It was tight. What's your thought on that?
That system is, severely underfunded, and it really, if we don't do anything, there's going to be a ton of people that thought they were going to get pensions that don't. 35 to 40 billion, I think, it's upside down and heading in the wrong direction every day. And so something's got to be done. I think that that's a reasonable alternative. I think we could also, convert offer and incentivize people to get into 401ks that are current employees as well. Especially if it's the difference between them getting something and perhaps someday not getting anything, or getting a cent on the dollar with a very severely underfunded system.
There was a state audit that showed that dead people as prisoners cast 1,500 votes. And I know, as chairman of the House Oversight and Reform and Ethics Committee, this is something that concerns you. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Auditor General, the reports that they conduct go to my committee initially. It's something that I think is that should be on our radar and will be. There's some explanations of some of that, but I think that the integrity of the ballot box is crucial, and we're certainly disturbed by it. I don't know if I'd say alarmed yet, but we certainly are disturbed and want to see if there's any if every one of them had a reason, or if there was, it doesn't seem like there'd be a reason, but I heard there were some errors and that people actually weren't dead or didn't actually vote, and so we're certainly going to look into that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Tony.